Yeah, here it is, the stream of consciousness, the bonus hour. Andrea, you came in yesterday. Had you heard the bonus hour before you were part of it yesterday?
I heard the bonus hour online, but yeah. I had never
You never saw it live.
Never saw it live. I always wondered where Judy sat when she did the headlines and where Wendy sat. Now I know the whole like walk of the studio.
Judy sits in a little
booth.
It's like a booth made of steel.
Yeah.
Much like they did with Wolverine when they were afraid he would escape.
I was going to say much like a rabid dog, but I wouldn't say that.
Not like,
I wouldn't compare that at all.
It's comfortable.
To Judy.
It is comfortable. Yeah,
slightly.
It's very similar.
Yeah.
So this is it. This is the bonus hour, the stream of consciousness. For me, it's the last one of the year because tomorrow is our Christmas pageant.
Yes, which you're hosting.
I'm hosting the Christmas pageant
with
Domati Pongo. Are you familiar with the work of Domati Pongo?
I am familiar with young Domati.
He's a nice man.
New to the newsroom this year.
Yep.
He's getting along with everyone really well.
Yep.
He's great. He gets our lattes
nice
on
man.
Time and
so
parts
he is,
our cars.
Yeah, he does a little bit of everything.
Like we make all the newbies do. We did it with Violetta.
Right.
We did it with
whoever
Ryan
the new
Burrell.
Blood is, you force them to do the jobs nobody else wants.
Right. They don't do them because they say get your own coffee and park your own car.
Right.
Which
There's
is probably
an attitude.
The right thing to say. Yeah.
Big attitude.
Yeah.
So what normally happens is whenever you're new at a station, that's what you do is you get to co-host the Christmas pageant. So he and I are doing it.
Yeah.
And it should be fun. But because of that, there will be no this tomorrow. There will be no bonus hour tomorrow. Mm. We'll run one of the old ones from the 60s when we first started doing it.
Or why don't we, since it was so hugely popular, why don't we run the one from yesterday?
That one was very popular.
The one, I don't know why, maybe.
Very popular.
You and I did it and talked about Star Wars for
I'd
a bunch.
I'd be fine with that.
It'd be timely.
Maybe, yeah, because the movie will be out by then.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, all right, I like that. All right, so the last bonus hour for me for the year, they'll still do them next year with whoever's co-hosting, right?
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
Yep.
Until you guys come back. Now, and then you're back?
I'll be back January 2nd.
And
the same day as Wendy, January 2nd.
So you're
I
making,
think that's a Tuesday.
It's like you're making your triumphant return together.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Is that planned?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But January 2. We think it's a Tuesday.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
I think it's a Tuesday, yeah.
All right. I have two different topics. I'm going to let you decide which of these we discuss.
Excellent.
And then at 12:35, Jerry Nunn will come in. He does a segment called Nunn on the Run, where he tells you what's going on in and around Chicago. But
Is
for
that
right
a
now,
McCartney song?
You're thinking of Band on the Run.
Okay.
So this is similar but different.
Okay.
Very close.
Got it. Okay. So my topic choices are?
Your topic choices are these. Now, you don't have to answer right away. You can think about this. We've got an hour. So you can take a few moments to consider these.
Okay.
We can either discuss the most dangerous toys ever sold to the public.
Okay.
I have those.
Ooh.
Or we can also do the 11 most punchable faces of 2017.
Oh,
they're both good. They're both very good.
Oh, if we don't do one, we have to do one, right? We can't do both.
I wonder if this was FM radio, we would do it in two tracks, the left ear and the right ear.
Okay.
So we could do them simultaneously, and if you wanted to, you could just listen in your left ear or your right ear, and the listener could decide. But you and I have to almost decide, and I want it to be on you.
All right,
I like
all right.
either one.
I'll take it. I think I know. You ready?
The most dangerous toys ever sold to the public or the 11 most punchable faces of 2017.
Bill, while I would love to talk about lawn jarts and things of that sort, I think I'm going to go with the punchable faces.
You want to do that one? Let's
I'm
do that one.
I'm thinking so. It's a
the
little
11 most punchable faces.
Yeah.
But as a side note, thank you for remembering lawn jarts.
Yeah.
Because those are on that list. Wendy, not last year, but the year before, gave those to me as my birthday present, jarts, I think because she wanted me to
poke
have an injury
out.
Of some sort.
Yeah.
But for people who don't remember them, they were these little missile-type things that you would flick, like almost like a horseshoe.
With a stake on the end.
With a very sharp, almost razor-like stake, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not like an Omaha steak.
No.
Which I just bought.
Those were a bargain.
Those were a huge bargain.
A lot of food for under $50.
I know. Omaha steak, but it was a point. It was like a knife, basically, or
it's
a spear.
It's the kind of thing that even a ninja would go, oh, that's really dangerous.
Yeah.
I'd prefer that you kept that out of my package of weaponry because that's too dangerous for me, a ninja.
Exactly.
But kids, there was probably a notice on the box that said not for kids, but I remember I played with them. I was 6 years old, 7 years old.
I did too. I didn't even know until I started buying toys for kids that there was a you have to be age, you know, 3 and up or 6 and up. We just played with, our parents would say, here, go play with the beer can or the Coke can. And
Rusty, here's a rusty nail. Have at it.
Yeah, go play as long as, my mom used to say, either don't come home till the streetlights come on.
Yes.
Or unless there's blood.
Yes.
And we were doing cartwheels on the driveway one time, and I fell, and I cracked my lip, and my tooth split my lip, and I came inside crying. And she said, remember, I don't want to, you don't
no
come.
No blood.
Home. I said, there's blood. And blood's kind of streaming down my chin, and she's going, oh, my God. Why didn't you come sooner?
Oh, no.
What's wrong with you? And she smacks me in the
head. What a horrible ending to that story.
I know.
Now, here's a gift my mom and dad gave me 1 year for Christmas, and you tell me if you think this is good. It's a carton of asbestos. That's not a good gift for a child.
Normally, no. That would be 3 and up.
At least 3, maybe 4 and up. That's not safe for a kid to give asbestos. They did get me the deluxe pack, so they do love me. All right, so there were some very dangerous toys, and next year at about this time, Andrea, if you want, you come in and we'll give the whole list out. All right,
fantastic. All right, good.
But for right now, upon your decision,
okay,
these are, according to a website called RawStory.com.
Yeah.
These are the 11 most punchable faces of 2017. Can I preface this by saying I'm not a violent person, and I don't think you're a violent person.
No, no. In fact, the opposite. I would say we're kind of gentle
pacifists.
Souls. Yeah.
We are pacifists.
Pacifists. Very gentle people.
But knowing that, every once in a while, there will be somebody that you say, even though I'm not going to punch them and you're not going to punch them, I could see where somebody would say,
right,
here's somebody that needs a good punch. A good punch in the head.
And we mean it all in such
fun.
Fun.
And yeah.
That's the perfect way to put it.
Right. It's a fun punch in the head. I know I should go. Should I go from the bottom to the top?
I think you should, but
everyone's guess is going to be Donald Trump.
Exactly. That's
You'd
who I would
wrong.
Say.
He didn't even make the list.
No.
He did not make the list.
You are kidding me.
You know why I think?
Because he's very polarizing.
I think, yes. I think it's because he's polarizing and because people also would say, well, you shouldn't go around punching a president.
Right.
I
agree.
The president should not be punched because he's got Secret Service guys that if you even made a fist near him, they'd take you down. They'd bring you down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not going near any president.
No.
Because I don't want to be taken down by the Secret Service.
I tried to punch Lyndon Johnson years and years ago, and it did not go well.
Was that you? I heard a rumor that was, but now we finally know.
That was me. We got into a fight. Over square dancing.
You and LBJ.
Yeah. He loves square dancing, and I said it was stupid, and he called me out, and the rest is history. All right, so number 11 on the list. These are the 11 most punchable faces of 2017. Number 11 is actually tied in with Donald Trump. It's every person, it says here, who still supports Donald Trump.
Okay.
So
he
kind of gets a point by proxy,
right.
I guess. The next one, and I don't know if I agree with that. I have friends that are in the Trump camp.
I do too. Some family members too.
Some family, some relatives are.
Yes, some relatives
are. I don't want to punch any of them.
No, I don't either.
Right?
I don't either.
Also on the list is Michael Tracy, the investigative journalist for TYT. I have to admit, I don't know the story.
I'm going to have to Google it. As Omarosa would tell me to do.
She would tell you you should Google
it. She would
tell
me to Google it.
So Michael Tracy is the 10th most punchable face of the year. It said...
Who is Michael Tracy?
He is a progressive who found a home at the Young Turks after being fired from Vice because he mentioned Lena Dunham.
Oh, no.
The story goes on and on.
This can't end well. When you say Turks...
Yeah.
And Vice,
yeah.
And he somehow slammed Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
This can't end well. It's for him.
Well, then you'd punch him.
Yeah.
You would punch
I would,
Michael
just
Tracy.
For the Turks and for Vice and for Lena Dunham.
All that combined, you
all
got trouble.
All of it combined,
Tucker Carlson is on the list. He seems punchable. If you're going to punch somebody, Tucker Carlson would be a good place to start.
That I could see, but my question to you is still? I mean, isn't he kind of
He was yesterday, and he's been... in and out of the news a lot in the last couple months. He's an extreme right winger, very, very vocal, very adamant. Doesn't wear the bow ties anymore. I think he was more punchable during the bow tie era.
Right, because back then it was kind of different to wear a bow tie.
Right.
Now it's more fashionable.
Right.
You know, because it's kind of
fashionable.
Back in. Yeah.
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 Richard Spencer is on the list. He's the pro-Nazi guy who goes and makes speeches all over the place.
God, that guy.
Creates a...
I think we could all agree.
Yeah.
He's punchable.
Yeah. Seems punchable to me.
Come on.
And I don't punch a lot of people.
No. But a Nazi? Come on.
I wouldn't even punch my time card.
I'll punch your time card.
I wish you would. Yeah. Somebody needs to because I haven't been paid in over 3 years. Jared Kushner, is he punchable? Would you punch Jared Kushner?
It depends on who you are.
Who would you have to be, do you think?
I would say if you're Donald Trump, you wouldn't punch him in the face. If you're anybody else. And Ivanka, too. Although, I don't know. Ivanka might be, that might be a question as well.
Jared Kushner seems very soft to me. Like, it wouldn't take a punch. It would just take, like, you could just go and, like, blow at him and he'd fall over.
Especially, okay, now this is terrible. I heard Jared Kushner was just always kind of someone that you saw.
Yeah.
You never really heard a lot from.
Until recently. Yeah.
And I always pictured him to kind of be this, you know, having this deep voice.
More gravelly voice?
Exactly.
No.
And when I heard him, I thought, wow, that's not what I expected.
Very meek.
Meek.
Yeah.
You're coming up with these great
words
today.
I've got a dictionary.
A thesaurus?
I don't have a thesaurus. I wish I did, but I have a dictionary. So, yeah, Jared Kushner made the list. It said he is the child of privilege who has never honestly earned a thing in his life. Wow. This is hurtful. This is the kind of thing I hear at Thanksgiving about myself.
No, you do not.
His dad bought his way into Harvard, and with that, an Ivy League education. He was, it goes on and on about Jared Kushner. We already know most everything we need to know about Jared.
Right.
But he
right.
just seems, he seems like it'd be simple to intimidate him.
I could see why he'd be on that list.
Yeah.
Too. But I'm still surprised Jared Kushner made the list and Donald Trump did not.
I am too. You would think if one makes it, they both make it.
Yeah.
Right.
Is Hillary Clinton on the list?
No.
Okay.
There's no women on the list, and there shouldn't be.
I agree. Because I was going to say, for whatever reason, there shouldn't be.
I don't think there should be.
Whatever
women.
Your politics might be.
Right.
Yeah, don't put a woman on that.
No, don't punch
list.
A lady.
No.
That's what my tramp stamp says.
It does not.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Mine, too.
Here's one. Here's one. Now, I know you'll know who Stephen Miller is, right? Senior White House advisor. Yeah.
Not Steve Mnuchin.
Not Steve Mnuchin, but Stephen Miller. Now, I think more for... I'm going to show you a picture of Stephen Miller, not just because of what he is and who he is, but just his face. Look, here's his face.
Okay. You know, who
does he look like to you?
A young Vladimir Putin. I was just trying to go on.
Great
and find
call.
Him. Right?
Great call. Yeah, he has the same bone structure as
Vladimir Putin. A young Putin. And the same kind of receding hairline.
Yes. And Pauly Shore. If you could look like both Putin and Pauly Shore, could you? I don't know if you could.
Do you remember Pauly Shore back in the day with, look at the weasel, that hair? Yeah. Here's one more. If you can merge three faces.
Yeah.
Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, a little bit.
I should say Paul Rubens. Because.
Pee Wee's just the character.
Pee Wee's the
portrays.
Character, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he is right on the 50-yard line of those three guys. So I know this is radio and people can't see his face, but if you saw his face, your fist would automatically clench.
Oh,
you're like,
easily.
I should punch this guy.
Easily.
For whatever reason. This one I feel uneasy about because he's a man of the cloth.
Oh.
Do you know who I'm going to say? Who's your guess?
It's not the Pope, is it?
No, it's not the Pope.
Because the Pope is
so
lovable.
Don't punch the
Pope.
Love
the Pope.
Don't be punching the Pope.
Who is it?
Louis C.K. got in trouble for that. Joel Osteen.
Okay. I go back and forth on Joel Osteen.
Do you? Why?
Because there's something likable about him. I know that
about
sounds...
Joel Osteen?
Yes.
Really?
There is something mildly likable.
What are you getting likable out of him?
Okay. Do you remember when Nick Wallenda strung a rope between Marina Towers and Joel Osteen probably took the elevator, to the top of Marina Towers, and he's with Nick Wallenda.
He was his spiritual advisor.
He was his spiritual advisor.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of cool. There was something kind of neat to that.
Yeah.
And here's what I like about Joel Osteen, and you'll appreciate this from kind of this journalistic standpoint.
What is it?
There are anchors on television. David Muir is one.
Yeah, I like
Lester
David
Holt
Muir.
Is one.
They never
stumble. And they just, when Joel Osteen speaks, he never stumbles. You never get an
right.
or you know,
very
or
sure
a
of
like.
Himself.
Very, just, he's a great speaker.
Yeah.
So if you put, you know, however, whatever your beliefs are,
right.
if he just was giving a speech,
right.
he gives a very good speech.
But doesn't he seem like the classic televangelist who's just a little too sharp for everybody's own good?
Yeah, and what bothers me, too, is that, you know, when he does speak, it says at the bottom or at the very end, give to, I think his wife's Diana or whatever.
Could be.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, please donate to our church. And here's the phone number.
Yeah.
Here's how you can. But then he lives in a $10 million home. In Houston,
right,
and it was wonderful during Hurricane Harvey. Let people come and stay there.
But there was a problem with the church, remember?
Yes.
They weren't letting people come into the church at first.
Right.
And then they kind of fixed that because they were getting horrible press.
So there's a whole, like, juxtaposition going on with him.
Yeah.
I don't think I would punch him. Maybe a light slap.
A pinch.
A pinch.
Yeah. I'd feel weird punching anybody with any holy affiliation whatsoever.
Yeah. How do you feel about him?
But if I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
He's been offered to us as a guest.
Yeah.
And I always say no to him.
Right. Yeah, because he's a when it boils down to it, he is a televangelist.
I don't trust the televangelists as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't.
Jim Baker, the spoiler for
and
you.
On and on and on.
Yeah.
I have a hard time.
Yeah.
Why don't we do this? Because there's a couple more. We'll take a quick break.
Okay.
We'll get some news, and then I'll tell you the top faces to punch in 2017. We've not given you number three, number two, or number one.
I'm glad we did this topic.
Spoiler alert, it is not, you already know this, it is not Donald Trump. He is not the number one face to punch in 2017. So who could it be? We'll take a quick break. We'll get some news. We'll tell you who you should be punching. And then Jerry Nunn joins us for Nunn on the Run. Stick around. It's Bill and Andrea in for Wendy on WGN. All right, here is the game plan. We have not yet told you who the most punchable faces of 2017 are. We've gotten through to number four. So we'll tell you who the third, second, and first most punchable face of 2017 is. This is a bit that Roy Leonard did for years and years and years. Who would you most like to punch? So we'll get to that, and that's coming up after news. And then our friend Jerry Nunn from Nunn on the Run joins us to tell you what's going on in and around Chicagoland. But first, the news. Here is Judy Pilak. Judy, how are you?
I am good. I didn't realize you were having a party in here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's insane.
See, this is the new and improved bonus hour.
Woo-hoo,
right now.
Yeah.
We have a party.
Yeah.
We got the
party
police.
Stream.
We got everything.
Crazy. That was Judy Pilak. All right, everybody, it's Bill Laff. Andrea Darlis is sitting in for Wendy. Wendy will be back in a couple of weeks. She is recuperating from her knee surgery. In a little bit, Jerry Nunn will be by, and we'll get Nunn on the Run in for you. These are all the things in and around Chicagoland that you need to be aware of. But first, you and I started discussing this.
Yes.
Let's just quickly close this off.
Okay.
A website called rawstory.com. comes up with a list of the most punchable faces of 2017. Once again, a word of warning. Neither you or myself are fans of just going up to people and decking them.
Like I said, we're gentle souls.
Right. Deck the halls, not people, right? You don't want to just be punching
that's
people.
That's our mantra
all year round. That said, we will now tell you who the third, second, and first most punchable face of 2017 are.
Guess. I'm going to make two guesses.
Go ahead. Keep them, again, the president is not on the
president's
list.
President's not on the list.
He's not
and
on
some
the
of the people are kind of obscure, like Tucker Carlson was one.
Right.
Okay, any of the Kardashians on
no.
there?
No. No
okay,
women.
That's strange to me as well. Oh, yeah, that's
no.
right. There's no women,
there's
which
no
there
women.
Shouldn't be.
Wait, Jerry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
There shouldn't be.
No, I just said I would have guessed the Kardashians.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
People have hate for them.
I know.
I do. I'm one of those people.
Are you?
Yeah.
What have they ever done to you?
I think what they've done...
What have they ever done, period, I think is the problem, right? Except pose.
I think what they've done is that for a generation of people who are watching them, they now believe that that's the avenue to take. That you can just... Like, Kim Kardashian is famous because she made a sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know? And that's...
And the rest of them were just born. And
the rest of them are just related to her.
Yeah.
And also... Their show is just about nothing, and I know Seinfeld, that show was about nothing, and they did a pretty good job of it. Mm-hmm. But all they do is it's contrived scenes that really are just nothing.
Yeah, it's not real.
Right? No, it's awful.
So
are you a
they
fan?
Haven't paid their, you know, you feel they haven't paid their dues.
I don't want them to pay their dues.
Well.
I want them to go away.
I really watched it for a long time.
Did
I finally just dropped off recently.
There's something oddly entertaining about it.
Yeah. What entertains you about them? What is it?
I don't want to be mean.
But you like the train wreck aspect.
I do. Yeah. I was going to... That's a nice way to put it. I was going to say the dumbness of
it. Oh, yeah.
You know, just the simplicity.
There's that.
Yeah. I think the feeling that maybe one day we could be like that or I don't know. Just
do you want to be like that, though? You don't want to be like that.
In some ways, it would be just nice to have that kind
of
money.
Nice to have that kind of money, yeah.
If you get around all day.
Right, and you get lost in your closet, and you're like, what room am I in?
Ugh.
You know, I use the eighth bathroom on the left, and I got lost.
Right.
But, you know, anytime we hear about third world countries that hate the United States, I go, well, why hate the United States? It's great. But then I watch a show like that for 30 seconds. I go, now I understand why
Absolutely.
They hate us. Because
well,
that's us.
Okay. So I was in L.A.
Yeah.
On a press trip of 2 years ago. And they said Kylie goes to the LGBT center and just gives out all kinds of products and money and all kinds of things. And she doesn't tell anyone about it.
Yeah.
She
okay, see, that's
does.
Nice.
So I think
That is nice.
Things are like
and
that.
And that's true? She really does that?
Yes.
Or that was just
a
rumor?
That was not publicized. That was something that the center told me.
See,
yeah.
That's nice.
So things like that, I think they sometimes they can use it for good. And,
yeah.
You know, so there's
all right.
exceptions to that.
All right. There's my caveat then. They're doing something good. But it's just weird. I mean, their whole life, if it's not in front of a microphone or a camera, it doesn't seem like they care. You know, they just want to do stuff for the sake of being famous. And I don't know. And the worst conversation I've ever been a part of, and actually Wendy was part of this, was somebody who said, "Who's your favorite Kardashian?" And I go, "Oh, no. Will even a millisecond be spent on that conversation?"
Oh, my God, I know.
"Who's your favorite Kardashian?"
And here's what's bad. I only know, and how low have we sunk? I only know Kim and Khloe.
Yeah.
And I know there's a Kendall, but I couldn't pick her out of a lineup.
There's
more on the way.
Right, there's several of them are reproducing right now.
Right.
Yep.
We're going to have some brand new ones.
Oh, and Chris. Well, she's technically not.
That's
well,
the
I
mom.
Guess she is a Kardashian.
Right. Mm-hmm. Kahlua? Is that one of them?
I can use a Kahlua.
Watching their show.
No.
All right, so your other most punchable faces, ladies and gentlemen, coming in number three, Steve Bannon.
Oh, of course.
I wouldn't punch him because I think I'd get something on my fist when it touched his skin.
Exactly, yeah. It'd be like, remember that movie, was it The Thing?
Yeah.
Like where you just, and it just kind of drips down.
It oozed on you.
Yeah, it'd be like slime on you.
Yeah.
I agree with that one.
Even on his best day, I know this is awful to say, he looks disheveled. Like even when you go, "Steve, you're going to be on TV now, let's fix you up and make you look presentable." He looks like he just woke up after being at sea for 6 months.
Always disheveled.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks like he's been at sea. Like, remember the guy in the yellow raincoat?
Yeah.
Who is like the salt shaker?
Yes.
You know? Him.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so Steve Bannon has the third most punchable face of 2017. Congrats, Steve. Number two, Sean Hannity.
Yeah, I can see that as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Can see that as well.
For body of work, not just for face, but for body of work.
Yeah, just for whole content, yeah.
And then the number one most punchable face of 2017, get the sash and tiara ready.
Who is it?
Donald Trump Jr.
Oh.
Not original
so
recipe,
you faked
but
this out. Yeah,
Donald Trump Jr.
Wow.
Eric not making the list.
Strangely.
Eric Trump nowhere to be found on the top 11 most punchable faces, but Donald Trump Jr. made it. It goes on to list several reasons why, but everybody has their own reason why you might want to punch this kid. And then when they show you the picture of him, every picture I've ever seen of him has the same look. But this one in particular, he's like daring you to punch him.
Right. It's almost like a trout look.
Yeah.
Like very trouty.
Yeah, very trouty.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So there you go. The 11 most punchable faces. If you want to learn more, either visit your own local public library or go to rawstory.com. Rawstory.com has all your information on punching faces. How are you, Jerry? The opposite. You have the least most punchable face of 2017.
Don't punch a nun. Nobody should punch nuns. Please don't go around punching nuns.
See, there
words
you go.
To live by.
You do. It's a cute little face.
If we can teach you, the audience, one thing today, it's exactly what Jerry said. Please do not punch nuns.
Right.
Please.
Do a lot of good in the world.
Yeah, I've not seen you in several months. Everything going well?
Yeah.
I see you like on the internet constantly. Your photo is always taken with the most famous people to visit our city.
It's been great. It's been, you know, Kelly Clarkson last week was a fun one for
me.
Was
that nice?
Because I just loved her. She was so real and so everything you want Kelly Clarkson to be.
Yeah.
She's just genuine and it wasn't like, you know, you go to a meet and greet and it's real quick. I mean, this was like she hugs you and she spends time with you.
Seems to care about the fans,
and
doesn't she?
About things. Yeah, and I talked about Christmas music and, you know, we just talked for a little while and it was adorable.
Can I ask you, here's something. I don't know if you'll know the answer, but I'm curious about this. Mm-hmm. We first got to know her from her work on American Idol,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But then she seems to have had, over the last several years, a very strange love relationship with American Idol. There's sometimes where she distances herself. She doesn't want to be known as anything having to do with American Idol. And then she'll show up on the show, right? So what's going on there? Why does she hate them and then love them and hate them again?
I think she just finished out that whole contract. This new album is not done with them at all, so this is her first kind of endeavor into not doing that anymore, doing her own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's she talked about that on stage too, that she's doing her own thing, she's glad to be out of it, you know, but she's not one of those bitter people.
No,
she's not angry at them or
but
anything.
didn't the American Idol people have some sort of an unrealistic recording contract with these performers where they made almost all the money, and the performers came away with very little, right?
Yeah, and think about all this time. She's just now finishing.
Right. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
I'm glad to hear that she is as though she appears, because you love hearing the good old America. And Taylor Swift was kind of like this, too, a little bit, I thought. You know, I don't know how she is now, but Kelly Clarkson just seems like salt of the earth. Yeah. You can have a conversation with her. Mm-hmm. And you're actually happy for her success. Mm-hmm. You know, you want her to be successful.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what her partner, remember Justin Guarini, the guy that was in that... the movie with her, they quickly made a movie with Justin and Kelly with Love or something like that. Yeah. Do you know what he's doing now?
No.
He's in, did you ever see those Dr. Pepper commercials where there's a real little guy convincing people that they need, it's like a full-size guy that they've shrunk down to be about 11 inches tall, okay. And he's convincing people to drink Dr. Pepper. Have you ever seen those ads?
No.
He's the guy. He's the little 11-inch tall guy.
Oh.
Wow, he's done well. No, hey, I would love to have the royalties from that.
I know that's crazy, but I bet he does well.
Oh,
those
I
are network spots.
I mean, they're all small parts.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this one is actually a small part.
That's what they told me during in the Christmas pageant, too, every year. There's no small part. When I was like chorus one... Or that's course not, number two.
Those are important parts.
Yeah.
That's a very important part.
No small
parts,
just small actors.
That's a very important part. All right, so you recently hung out with Kelly Clarkson. That went well. Give us one or two more. Who were the stars you saw recently?
Oh, recently?
Yeah.
Last night I was at this event, and we'll talk about somebody. Demi Lovato was not very nice.
Oh, no. What happened? How come?
Oh, no.
She was so sour. I could tell she didn't want to be there take photos. After she took...
Was it an event featuring her, or was she just...
It was like one of those big bashes with all the different artists, a lot of pop stars coming there. And I caught her rolling her eyes when she walked off the red carpet.
No.
She just did not want to do it. And I was like, then don't do it.
Right.
Like, don't come along, you know. And I've seen her do these red carpets. I've interviewed her before, and she was okay. I mean, her answer wasn't what I wanted it to
really?
Be. Yeah, but she's so talented, and she's... You know, the hot thing right now, so...
Maybe... go on,
no,
Andrew.
I was
going to
say, you know what they should have? And maybe they do, because, you know, you're an actor, Bill, and you're familiar, Jerry, with, you know, the Hollywood scene and whatnot. They should almost have, like, a life coach or an acting coach, you know, just when...
To guide you through those.
Right, especially because at a young age, like the Kelly Clarksons and the Demi Lovatos and the Selena Gomez's, you know, they're young.
Yeah.
And even Justin Bieber, to an extent. You know, and maybe they don't know... how to deal with press, and you shouldn't roll your eyes on the red carpet, and you should be happy to be there. Kind of just like you have a life coach or something that kind of help them.
That's the thing, we all talk, and I think that's why sometimes why they don't want press around celebrities, but now I'm like all about Kelly Clarkson, like, you know, and now I'm all about I'm good. I don't need to talk to Demi again.
Yeah. Oh, it was that bad, huh?
Yeah, I was disappointed.
Oh, that's awful.
And it was even to the point where I went out to the concert, and then the little kids were dancing around, and I was like, if you only knew her.
Yeah. yeah. Where were you going to take... The last time we saw you, your mom was coming to town, and you were going to take her somewhere special, and I can't remember where it was.
I took her to the Macy's under the Christmas tree. I took her to the Nutcracker.
Oh, that's what it was.
Beautiful. The musical. She'd never been to a musical before.
Never?
Never been to one. Never seen one live. Had seen maybe something on TV, but I loved it.
What'd she think of it all? Was she impressed?
She loved it.
Yeah.
And then I ran into the star of Beautiful at this fundraiser last Monday, and I told her everything. I said, my mom had never been to a musical, and she came from Tennessee.
Yeah.
And she's like, I love that story. And she's like, when did you come see it? And, you know, it was just last week for the opening.
Do they have musicals in Tennessee? What would be...
They come through there, but Beautiful was not coming anytime soon.
No.
And it was my mom's generation, was Carole King. And
she's great. We interviewed that actress as well. She's from Palos, so she's a local girl.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, could not have been nicer and more humble. And this is a great sign when you interview an actress or an actor or someone who's up and coming, and then they thank you.
Yeah, that's nice.
Thank you for the interview. Thanks for your time. You know, they're happy to be there.
Very genuine.
Yeah.
Very genuine.
Well, there's, you know, so I came to talk about some stuff in January that we got coming up.
New Year's Eve. Can you start with New Year's Eve? Because that's the one that's coming soon.
So Navy Pier would kind of be the place, I guess, to go now. The fireworks, if you haven't gone, they've been doing things like right outside the Crystal, like in the Crystal Gardens, they have a party. This is the 12th year for that one.
Mm-hmm.
So tickets are like, they range, it depends on how VIP you want to feel. So
I'd say give us the most expensive ones, Jerry, because we will spare no expense. It's New Year's Eve.
Okay, well, it's almost $1,600.
That's too high.
For your night of fun.
What do you have, like, in the $8 range?
Let's see. I
just want to sit on a lawn chair with a Gatorade.
You can sit at home in front of your TV with the lights
$8?
Out.
That's a bargain at $8.
Yeah, there you go.
At the people's gas bill.
And then they do a big gala at the Grand Ballroom there. They have about 3,000 people, usually.
Nice.
DJ, food, drink. drinks, and they'll start at $100 and kind of go up.
That's easier to handle.
That's about right. Yeah, $100.
Yeah. I think the real bargain is the Odyssey Dinner Cruise, because for $240, you get food and everything, and you're out there on the water seeing the fireworks. I mean,
that's cool.
That's going to be the best.
Now, it's going to be a little cold.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah,
but you know. You can handle it.
Go back inside.
Right.
Good. Go back inside.
Well
go.
Said.
And there'll be a band.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
There's
all
a
right.
DJ.
Dancing.
Yeah, they have a DJ and stuff like
right.
that.
Right. And what is that cruise called again?
That's on the Odyssey.
On the Odyssey,
I
okay.
that one. Yeah,
I like the Odyssey.
Yeah.
It's always fun.
NavyPier.org is where they can buy tickets and stuff for all that stuff.
Is anybody, like any big names doing shows on New Year's Eve in Chicago? Or do they all stay in New York for some weird reason?
I haven't seen anything like that. I was going to tell you that Stephanie Izard from Girl and the Goat mm-hmm. is doing a special dinner at her
Ooh.
Place. And you can do that through American Express. You have to be a member.
Mm-hmm.
But for $225, you can get in that gig. So that's kind of a celebrity.
She puts some good food out there.
She's great.
We've had her on the show a few times.
She's a really great person.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she works there.
It's cool because don't you guys notice like the Chicago restaurant scene, like all the chefs, you know, mm-hmm. at and I haven't seen this elsewhere. Maybe you have, Jared, but mm-hmm. they all come together for, it's like not one chef doesn't mm-hmm. slam the other. They like right. work together. They praise each other. They come together for charity and for causes for Chicago.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just interviewed the new top chef that's on the show this season.
Mm-hmm.
It just kicked off like last week, and he works at Spiaggia.
Mm-hmm.
And he was great. I mean, he was great. Joseph Flam is his last name, but he worked for Stephanie and he worked for Art Smith.
Oh, cool.
And they're very supportive of each other.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's not that competition kind of thing, mm-hmm. except on the show.
Yeah
on the show there always
neat.
Is, but not in real life, huh?
Yeah.
No, interesting.
Not at all. They're very supportive of each other.
All right. Are there more options for New Year's Eve, or have we covered those?
There's the Roof on the Wit, but see, that gets expensive again. We're going up to $3,000.
Per person.
Mm-hmm.
You get pizza rolls?
You get gambling tables, an open bar, and DJ Flipside.
Oh.
So.
Well, there's your $3,000.
It starts at $150 and then it goes. You know, it's just, it depends on how much you want, all the bells and whistles. If you want a special table and bar.
Top shelf liquor.
Top shelf and things like that. So
yeah.
There's stuff like that. I like this one thing. The Kinsey Hotel is doing a recovery kit after New Year's. So they give you aspirin, mints, eye drops, Bloody Marys, and Band-Aids. I was just like,
that's fantastic.
Brilliant.
The best.
Yeah.
Like, that's smart marketing, I think.
And a new significant other, you know, just in case everything goes to hell.
Worst case scenario. Yeah. Right. All right. That's brilliant. All right. Yeah. Good.
So, good. And then as far as entertainment, I brought some Shakira's coming. January.
When will Shakira be here?
January 23rd at the United Center.
Oh, cool.
She's going to be shaking her hips.
Yeah.
You know how she is.
Very good.
On the El Dorado tour. And that's a good album. It's very Spanish, but very great. So I like that. The Killers are coming back.
Love them.
Me
They're
too.
Coming on my birthday, January 16th.
Mm-hmm. For United your birthday? Center. Are they doing a special birthday show for you?
I would hope so.
They better.
Yeah.
That would
Come
be
on,
great.
Killers. Make Jerry feel good. All right.
And Passion Pit's coming the day after at Riviera.
I don't know Passion Pit. What kind of music is that?
Passion Pit.
You know who loves Passion Pit? Todd Manley.
Oh,
our
does he?
Boss.
One of our bosses.
Oh, they're kind of, can I say it? They're kind of XRT-ish.
Are they?
They're a little bit more...
Yeah. Artsy.
Artsy, yeah. Indie yeah.
Artsy
art.
Rock, but
yeah.
You would like them.
You would, Bill. Yeah.
All right, I'll find them. Passion music. Pit. Well, you were kind enough... Last time Jerry was up, somehow it became known that I liked Johnny Mathis a lot, so look what Jerry brought me.
Look at
Johnny
you.
Mathis sings the Great New American Songbook, a bunch of songs by Johnny Mathis.
And
love
what,
him.
What are you holding? What is that?
It's called a CD. It's different songs pressed in a little disc.
Like a relic.
Yeah,
from the
old days, from long ago.
That's cool.
Put that on my Victrola. Thank you. That's such a nice gesture,
well,
Jerry.
So
I appreciate
welcome.
That.
Yeah, I thought about you. Couple of plays that are coming. Wicked is still going through January 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked's
awesome.
That
was really good.
I saw.
Did you go?
I did last week. It was fantastic.
Yes. Didn't you think the cast was, like, exceptional?
I thought so. Literally, that the end of the first scene, is it Defying Gravity?
Mm-hmm.
Defying Gravity. I think that is one of the best first act, the end of a first
the closers.
Act. Ever. Because it leaves you saying, how can act two beat that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
And that's what you want at that point in the show. Yeah.
Right.
It's a well-structured program.
Yeah, it's
it really,
really,
is.
Really cool.
And The Humans, you may not have heard about this show, that's going January 30th through the 11th. Okay, of February. So at the Cadillac Palace. That is a Thanksgiving dinner show. Now, I saw this when it was a small show at the American Theater Company.
Yeah.
Now it's gone on and won a Tony. It's just a dysfunctional kind of family Thanksgiving dinner thing, but Now it's coming, you know, now it's touring and now it's a big show.
Oh, great.
So I think good. People might like it. It's just not for kids.
No. Yeah. No, a little graphic. Under, the language is too graphic.
Yeah, no one under five. No. So that's
we're lowering the bar.
The bar's
now,
pretty
yeah.
low. speaking of theater, too, the Steppenwolf Luncheon. You have to go to this if you can ever get a ticket. January 22nd, Sarah Paulson is going to be celebrity.
Oh, that's cool.
So she's the best.
Interesting. Yeah.
She is really interesting. People don't know. This is at the Radisson Blue Aqua Hotel.
A cool hotel.
So it's 11:30. We'll VIP set reception.
For people
her.
Who don't know Sarah Paulson, yeah. The OJ miniseries from last year, she was in that. She's yeah. in all of the...
American Horror Story
episode, seasons. Yeah, she's a very yeah. talented actress. She's yeah. been on Deadwood for a while.
She is really
She's an excellent actress. Yeah. What really put me over the top was her was the OJ. Mm. I mean, she's yeah.
Marcia Clark in that.
Oh,
she
so
won
good.
Tons of awards for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she deserved it. I mean, she was really good. She won a Golden Globe.
So she's speaking at this lunch about her career.
Is she a Steppenwolf native?
I don't think so.
No.
At all.
Okay.
No, I just think that they brought in different people like Claire Danes, people that necessarily aren't with them. And sometimes they bring in Martha Plimpton. I had lunch with there before she was there.
Yeah.
Because she's actually with Steppenwolf.
You know, okay, right.
You know, they're ensemble members or longtime members.
Yeah.
But, so then, talking about the Golden Globes are coming.
Yes.
What do we need to know about the Golden Globes?
Golden Globes are January 7th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's at 7 p.m. on NBC. Seth Meyers is hosting.
Good.
So that should be good. There's a lot of great shows and movies and stuff. Big Little Lies has 6 nominations. The Shape of Water, which I just saw.
Oh, you saw it already?
Yes.
I keep seeing previews for it. It looks fantastic. It's this guy Del Toro, who's one of my favorite filmmakers.
Yeah.
For people who don't know the story, I almost don't want them to know what the storyline is. So don't give away. I know what it is.
I didn't know anything about it.
But go in, just... Yeah.
It's kind of like a fairy tale. If you like, it reminded me of Amelie a little bit.
I love that movie.
Oh, I love that
movie. That kind of sweet, like, fairy tale-ish feeling. And it's stylized. It's very stylized. So it's that kind of feeling.
Yeah.
But this time it's with Sally Hawkins, who's just phenomenal, and she's mute in the movie.
Right.
Wow.
But she's so good. So she's up for a Golden Globe. They actually led with 7 nominations. They got more than anybody.
And that movie comes out a week from tomorrow, right?
I don't know. I think it
comes out
early screening.
Oh,
so
you did?
I thought maybe it was out already. It's not out yet.
Maybe in Los Angeles and New York, but it takes
it
us a little.
Early.
Here in Chicago, it takes us a little longer to figure it out.
A little longer. And I'm going to see The Post this Monday.
That's the Tom Hanks Meryl Streep movie?
Yep. And that's up with 6 nominations.
So. That looks awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's this guy that I interviewed in Windy City Times this week. Michael Stahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
He was in The Shape of Water. And he was in The Post.
He's having a good year.
And he's in Call Me By Your Name.
Wow.
So he is...
That comes out tomorrow also.
Yeah. So that's a great movie, too.
Wow. That's a pretty big triad of hits for him.
Yeah. One month he has those 3 movies.
Pretty good.
Out. So, yeah, he's really great.
It's so funny. I said this to Bill before, too. Like, all these movies that, you know, especially the drama categories. I know The Post is coming out, as we just said, Shape of Water, but... I haven't, you know, they haven't even come out yet.
Right.
You know, and I said to Bill, how come all of the Globe and the Academy Award nominated movies are always like December?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
It's because people have, I told Andrea this, a short attention span.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if a movie comes out early in the year, they forget about it by the time the awards come out.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Get Out came out really early and is still doing well.
Yeah.
So certain movies will carry over, but
not all of them.
Yeah.
Jer, so good to see you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Have a great holiday season and a great new year, and we'll see you certainly in 2018.
Absolutely.
We'll see you on the Odyssey.
Yeah.
Imagine the fireworks.
In the $3,000 seats.
Yeah.
Save a couple for Andrea and myself, please. Please. Absolutely. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll close things off. Oh, None on the Run is where people want to go to get more information for Jerry.
Absolutely.
None on the Run. All right, a quick break, and then we'll close things off next. It's Bill and Andrea in for Wendy on WGN. Andrea, you're not going to believe this.
I know. I'm bummed.
You're not going to believe this.
I know.
Show's over. The show is over.
Seriously, thank you. And thanks to Wendy. Thank you for letting me hang out with you for the past few days. This has been so much fun.
You did an incredible job. The Museum of Broadcast History has asked you to come and report and talk about it with school kids.
Yeah, I think I will.
Yeah.
I think I will share a piece of my time with them. Just like I have with you.
Tomorrow, we will not be on because we're doing the Christmas pageant downstairs, so they're going to run an episode of F Troop.
Yes. Yeah.
Instead.
And I've been told since you're hosting, that your dressing room is ready?
Oh, do I? Oh, I hope it is.
The M&Ms are in there, the Doves, everything is ready
for
you.
I've asked that the red ones be taken out. I hope that they adhered to that rule.
And we can't look you in the eye.
Nobody can look me in the eye.
After the show.
Right.
Mr. Left.
And then only through a filter. Very strict rules.
Right.
Thanks for doing this, Andrea. You were so much fun to work with. I'm not surprised.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, everybody. Oh, this will be the last time I'm on, other than that Christmas pageant tomorrow. So I hope everybody listening has a great holiday season.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. We're looking forward to a great 2018. Bye, everybody.